Hello and welcome to the Movie Thoughts Podcast. I am your host, Dominic Tartamella, and this is episode 115. That's right. We are in the hundreds and we are climbing up to, I don't know, maybe 120, maybe 130, maybe 200. Maybe I die while doing the podcast. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Today's film is the new I guess, what is it, dramatic, romantic, sports film, Challengers. We're going to get into in a minute. I'm going to talk about a couple little news, little movie news drops. There's a new Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. And as you expected, it's fucking awesome. We get a lot more Hugh Jackman. Wolverine, we get the Madonna song, Like a Prayer. I'm excited. Next to Beetlejuice, this is my second most anticipated movie, I think, of the year. I hope it delivers. All signs are showing. You know, they're doing R-rated. There's some good jokes in the trailer. You know what I'm waiting on, though? I'm waiting on fucking the mask. I'm waiting on the fucking Wolverine mask to come down over Hugh Jackman's face, a la the comic book, a la X-Men 97, as I've been enjoying so much. I want to see it. You know, it's been teased in the past. There was a deleted scene in one of the Wolverine movies where they gave him the mask and the fucking yellow costume at the end. Whatever the hell it fell in the actual film. But now we're getting to see it. Hugh Jackman's back one more time. As I said, the trailer, I haven't watched it a million times, but I've seen some Easter eggs in there. There's the big dead Ant-Man skeleton that looks pretty cool. There's maybe some returning villains from what I've seen. I try not to lose myself too much in the speculation. I know there's probably going to be cameos from other villains and heroes and other fucking people from the MCU. There's rumored, you know, to be some other, I don't want to even spoil if they're potentially true, but I'm trying not to go down the rabbit hole. I can't help, you know, some stuff is just, you see it the second you open your phone, you're like, oh, fuck, that possibly could happen, but we'll see. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, I think the expectation sometimes, this happened with Doctor Strange too. Everybody was expecting like this crazy multiverse thing, and then we got like one extended scene that really showed some characters. So I don't know, I think it's going to be more than that, because obviously there's the Fox, you know, universe, the X-Men movies. There's a lot more they could play with that has to actually do with the storyline, so it should be fun. But I'm liking the trailer. As I said, I just want that fucking mask. I don't want him to have the mask on for like 10 seconds in the movie. I know he's not going to wear it the whole movie, but I want to see a nice chunk of time with him with the fucking classic mask on. The only thing that annoys me too is, like, as it's not in the trailers, it's not in like the marketing material so far, because there's a couple of posters that got released. There's one that's like Deadpool, Deadpool, and then you see Wolverine through the, I think it's like his swords or whatever the fuck. You see Wolverine, and it's Hugh Jackman Wolverine. I know from a marketing standpoint, you're going to want to show Hugh Jackman's in this movie, but I really would have liked to see fucking the face, right? The fucking, the classic big horns, the black horns, the yellow mask, whatever. I'm not going to complain about it. We'll see it in the movie. And other superhero news, the Spider-Mans have been re-released week to week. I think it's like last week was Spider-Man 1 with Tobey Maguire. This week it's Spider-Man 2, next week Spider-Man 3, and they're going through all of them. I believe it's just the live action ones. I don't think it's like across the universe. I'm not positive on that. I haven't caught them in theaters, but I've been rewatching the fucking Spider-Man films. Me and my wife, I ripped through the Raimi trilogy, which I originally, I'm going to do a podcast talking about the Spider-Man films, but now I might just do like all the Spider-Man films in that podcast, because I'm already up to, I just finished Amazing Spider-Man 2, so I rewatched those. It's been a while, so I think in a couple days, maybe I'll drop a podcast, hopefully, I keep my promise, that I just kind of talk about the Spider-Man films. Obviously, my love for the Raimi films, and the, you know, what happened with those, the potential Spider-Man 4, because now, with these movies, and that was my point, they're doing good. I mean, they're only charging like $5 to see it, but they're making pretty good fucking money. And there was an interview with Sam Raimi where he was talking about if they would do a Spider-Man 4 and how he'd, want to have Peter, learning a new lesson or taking away something, obviously, to drive the plot. And there may actually be a Spider-Man 4. I know a few weeks ago there was a rumor that he may direct Spider-Man 4, the MCU Spider-Man 4, but now, who knows? It's looking like he might do a Spider-Man 4. He's talking about it. I'll be happy. It's a good way of Sony, doing their own thing, doing another Spider-Man with him, and then we could have Spider-Man fucking 4, the Tom Holland Spider-Man 4 that's eventually going to come out. I don't know what the deal is with, like, Marvel, if they're allowed to, like, say, like, oh, okay, we don't want you to do your own Spider-Man 4, but I think we could all fuck it. We could take it all. I'll take all the Spider-Man movies, because just like the comics, I'll take it all. There's different Spider-Mans. There was Ultimate Spider-Man. There was obviously the Amazing Spider-Man. There was Superior Spider-Man. There's Miles Morales Spider-Man. There's all fucking Spider-Mans, right? So we could do it. I'll take it. But as a segue to an actress who also stars in a Spider-Man, Zendaya, how do you say it? Zendaya, I don't know, I've heard it different ways. We're going to talk about the film Challengers, the tennis, sexy romance, I don't know, I just call the movie sexy, directed by Luca Guadagnino, Dominic Di Coco. Luca is, he's an Italian film director, so that's actually suitable. I was looking through his filmography. He's directed notable films like Call Me by Your Name, the Suspiria remake, two of which I haven't seen. I like the original Suspiria. I haven't seen the remake. I heard it's pretty good, but I'll probably check it out at some point before I die. But this film is written by Justin Kurritz-Ricks. I'm not going to try to pronounce that guy's name. I butchered it. And as I said, it stars Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Fast. And this, if you've seen the trailers, there's a lot of fucking, it's kind of like a love triangle kind of thing, right? I don't know. I'm gonna give you the summary from the trailer, right? Zendaya is kind of like seducing these two guys, and then they're friends, and they all play tennis, and she has an injury somewhere along the lines. I'm not giving you anything that's a spoiler that's not in the trailer, right? And that Rihanna song's in the trailer. I'm not gonna sing it. Usually I sing the songs, but I just can't sing that right now. I can't do it to myself. But this movie looked good. I was interested in seeing it. The trailer was fucking, I might have seen it 100 times. And as I kept seeing the trailer, I was like, all right, I'll see the movie. It looks interesting enough. It's 2 hours and 11 minutes, I believe, but it goes by pretty quick, for the subject matter. They do a couple interesting things. I mean, the music is by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, and the music is like very, like, I want to say techno, right? For a tennis movie, but like it speeds it up. It speeds it up to a point where it makes a lot of the tennis scenes suspenseful. I don't give a fuck about tennis. I've never watched tennis in my life. It seems like a very boring thing, like fucking golf. Maybe when I'm like 75, I'll get into that kind of stuff, but right now I just don't feel myself getting into it. But this the soundtrack and the way that this movie shot and edited, it makes those scenes interesting. You're into it when they're playing tennis and there's one-on-one tennis scenes, you're getting into it. You're hearing that, like I said, those that techno kind of driven score, and you're into it. The only thing is weird sometimes that I notice is like that techno score, they put over the fucking dialogue sometimes too. Like there'll be a scene, and this happens multiple times throughout the movie, right? Like two characters will be talking, it'll be like a very, important scene, where two characters are talking it out and maybe having an argument or whatever, and then they just start building the fucking music. And I felt it worked in some scenes, but then in other scenes it kind of took me out of it. And it was kind of like, I don't know if this was a choice, like was there an edit of this movie that didn't have the score over those dialogue scenes, and maybe it felt slower? Maybe it felt a little bit like it was dragging, so the director chose to put I mean, it for the most part it works, but it is like there's it's strange because you're trying to pay attention to what's being said. They're like a sauna at one point, and they're like two characters are having like a serious conversation. And it, like it's weird. Like I said, it works better in the tennis scenes. The performances, as I said, those three actors, Zendaya and company. They're all good, right? Zendaya is giving a great performance. I mean, could I see, I could see like an Oscar nomination for a performance like this, right? She's kind of playing both sides of the fence in this movie, and she's definitely, I've never seen her play a role like this. So it's interesting. The other two actors are good as well. You know, they have kind of like a brotherly relationship, best friends. There's a lot in here like that. The trailer doesn't, you know, the trailer is obviously edited in a way where it doesn't give away a lot of the shit that goes on, but this takes place over the course of like, I think it's like 13 years. And it starts, I think, in like modern times, and then it kind of jumps back and forth. It's a little confusing at times because every five minutes in this movie, you're seeing like, I'm literally to the point where they're like 12 hours before, the night before, 13 years before, 9 years before. And that's how the movie jumps around. They do a pretty good job of keeping it like, okay, that's, you know, we're in this time period now. But at certain times, I kind of got lost. There was a couple scenes where I was like, where am I? Am I now? Am I then? There's a choice of like, on the male characters, they have obviously different haircuts. One of them has facial hair in like the modern times. So you start to like cling to those little hints where you're like, okay, this is then and this is now, whatever. As I said, it gets a little confusing, but for the most part, you'll get the gist of it. They do a good job, you know, in this day and age of like de-aging, they do a good job of like, you know, the makeup and hair people. They give them, I mean, they're only supposed to be like 13 years younger. So let's say in this movie, in the modern times, they're supposed to be in their 30s. They're supposed to be in their 20s or whatever, let's say. But they do a good job of giving them like hairstyles. They look younger, right? Like Zendaya looks a little older. The guys look a little younger when they have to. So it works. And as I said, your eyes adjust to that. You pick up on it. But yeah, I liked it overall. I don't think it's a movie that I'd say I'll run out and go see like best movie of the year, but it's pretty good. It's engaging. As I said, for a movie that's 2 hours and 11 minutes, because I'm always like complaining about like when movies don't necessarily have to be that long, but it flies by. I guess it's the techno music. I guess it's the poncha, 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 poncha. as I said, though, makes tennis a little more interesting. I maybe wanted to fucking, like, I was watching this movie, and at times I was like, fuck, maybe I could play tennis. And then I realized I'm a fat piece of fucking shit, and I won't last 10 minutes on a tennis court. I'll be out of breath. I'll be fucking dying. Like, somebody will be holding my hands, and I'll be passing away on the court. Like, after, like, and that'll be, like, it'll be, like, the first fucking round or whatever. I don't know how they fuck. What is it? Match set? I don't know. My expertise in tennis before this movie. Now I could add this to my expertise challenge. My expertise though would solely be based on Mario tennis. That's all I know about tennis. That's the same thing with golf. Happy Gilmore, Caddyshack, and Mario Golf, which you pretty much could figure it out. But yeah, enjoyed the movie. As I said, good performances. It was pretty an empty theater, and I gotta say, like, I was just peeking out of curiosity, because like I said, I've been watching the Spider-Man movies at home, because I haven't had a chance to go see them in theaters. They've been at, like, random times. Sometimes they're, like, earlier in the day. It's one showing later at night. But like, out of curiosity, I checked, but like, all those fucking, last week when it was Spider-Man 1, they were full theaters. And like, this week with Spider-Man 2, full theaters from what I'm seeing. And I mean, obviously it's $5, but I think a lot of people were fucking seeing Spider-Man 2. I think they were seeing Spider-Man 2 because it's a fucking classic. Obviously, one of the better superhero movies, right? You got Doc Ock, Alfred Molina in there. So, I don't know. The Challengers film was a little bit empty. I don't know what else. That movie Boy Kills World comes out this week. I do want to try to see that at some point. But now we get into that time period when the weather gets warmer and the summer movies are coming that like they don't stop. So like there's going to be movies that I'm just going to miss because it's going to be like week to week. Two movies come out, maybe I want to see, and I'm going to pick the one that I want to see more. Next week we got the Fall Guy. Hopefully seeing that in the middle of the week, and I'll definitely give my thoughts on that because that looks interesting. I like Ryan Gosling. Getting pretty good word of mouth, so I'm excited about it. It's like a reboot. It's a reimagining of an old TV series that I vaguely remember hearing about from back in the day. But excited for it. But yeah, Challengers. I mean, it's fun. You know, it's you might not want to sit there for 2 hours and 11 minutes, but it doesn't waste its time. It feels like all the scenes are necessary. I didn't. It's really something when I could sit there, especially with like something like this, a movie with this subject matter, and like I didn't really get bored. I was engaged in the story. There's a lot of back and forth, just like tennis, that me and my wife realized. It was like back and forth and back and forth with the scene cuts. There's definitely little Easter eggs planted in the beginning that come back and pay off in the end. You know, a movie like this though, you gotta be into it, right? It's not everybody's cup of tea. Not everybody's gonna want to go see this. I think it'll do well enough. I mean, it should get pretty good word of mouth. I don't know, it seems like a small movie, like not a big cast, obviously. I mean, three core actors and a lot of tennis and a lot of sex and a lot of things jumping around here and there. I don't want to spoil anything. But yeah, Challengers, that's pretty much it. As I said, I'm excited for the Fall Guy. What else comes out? What else comes out this summer? Movie If with the big purple thing. John Krasinski's directing it. Steve Carell is in there as well as a slew of other people. The Quiet Place that I've seen the trailer 7,000 times. Day One looks all right. I don't know if I'm completely sold on it, but I want to see that fucking the movie with Henry Cavill, the fucking Ministry of the fucking Almost Inglorious Bastards kind of movie. But Guy Ritchie, I'll check that out at some point. That's another one that might, you know, fall to the side. I might not be checking that out in the theater, but we'll see. But yeah, I guess if you're down to go see Challengers and you're into this type of movie, go see it. But if you could pay $5 to go see Spider-Man 2, you're probably just gonna go see Spider-Man 2, right? It's a classic, as I said. But this was the Movie Thoughts Podcast, and if this is the first time you're listening, welcome. A little bit of a quicker episode today. Sometimes they're quick, sometimes they're long. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm talking about. Maybe I didn't know what I was talking about this episode. I don't know. But check out the other episodes on Spotify, iTunes, all that fun stuff. Rate, review, subscribe, however it works. Check me out on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Dom Solo Reels, where I post videos from time to time. And I also do another podcast with my friend Ryan, the Rambo Podcast. It's a long road where we talk about Rambo, we talk about Stallone, we talk about Frank Stallone. And that's also available on Spotify, iTunes, and all those fun places. But thanks for listening, guys and gals, and have a good night.